Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Well, how about that? Jeez, how about that might be my catchphrase.
Yeah, there you go.
I think how about that is kind of where the show starts off. How about that?
How about that?
Whether it's the food we just ate, the cameras working, not working, who knows. Here we go. Episode 12
of
the Doo-Doo and Foo Show. The logo, actually, I don't know if people at home can tell or people watching this, the logo actually gets better looking every week. I don't know how it is. I'm one of your hosts, Dan Doo-Doo Savage.
I'm Mike Crisafulli Foo.
Foo, it's the Doo-Doo and Foo Show, episode 12. We are June 13th, midday, full bellies.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oof.
So let's break it down.
Yeah, we did a little farm basket before we went on here. Been around for years in this town. Just a chicken place. Chicken, I guess. Turkey, right? There's a turkey sandwich you can get with that, but mainly chicken.
Hold on. You gotta understand that not everybody hears from Vegas.
That's
right?
That's true.
And these sandwiches have names. What are they called?
Chicken sandwich is called the clucker, and the turkey sandwich is called the gobbler.
The clucker and the gobbler.
They give you packets of Miracle Whip, cranberry sauce, the mashed potatoes with that gravy for a place, you know, it's like a fast food place. Yep. Oh, man.
And they throw a little a side of cranberry sauce to throw on your chicken and your turkey. No, that was tasty, and that's my first time. I've been in Vegas since '94. It was established in 1973. I happened to drive by it today and check that. Julie's birth year, 73. But it's my first time having it, and it was yummy and filling.
Yeah,
that's filling. A good amount of food. It kind of stick to your bones type of food. The mashed potato with. Looked like the gravy had something in it. I don't even ask questions.
I think it was a meat. It's a meat gravy.
So yeah, meat gravy.
Chicken gravy.
Fries were crispy. Yeah, good food, man. Yeah. That was. We were just off air. We were just kind of going over some of the food we've had. We've had a couple misses. Yeah. And we've had a couple in the middle. You know, like your Panda Express is not. It's not going to be great. It's not going to be terrible.
Right. Right.
And I think even the. What is it? The Del Taco burger. Pretty good. Yeah. No, it's great. Not bad. It's not going to knock somebody off the list. But Farm Basket, it's legit. So if you're in Vegas, you're looking for something different to eat or somewhere to try. They only have one location?
One location in West Charleston.
West Charleston.
What is that? West of Torrey Pines.
It's a little east of the CSN Charleston campus.
East.
It's literally right there. And like I said, I had to drive by there today. So that was some good food. That was good. Now I'm going to be back because
that's
I had
a good
never
one.
Had it before. And
forget about that every once in a while. You never had it, but you had it now.
I think that building, I believe, is probably original from 1973 because the architecture is just a little, like it hasn't been knocked down and rebuilt. It's an old school building. Coach Mike Lee was in here. He could probably hear us through the wall. he said, "What are you guys eating today before your show?" Because we eat every day before the show, if you don't know. And I said Farm Basket, and he's like, "Whew, old school right there. That's an OG spot."
Yeah. It's built in the shape of a barn.
That's right. Yeah. Doesn't the drive-through go through, like, isn't there like a
There's a little yawning overhang of some sort. Yeah, that you go through.
Building.
Yeah,
very very good food. So that was a treat. It's funny. I don't even know why these are here, but I have these Sunflower. Do you eat sunflower seeds?
I do.
Yeah. So I used to have a mild addiction to sunflower seeds back in the day. And anybody will tell you that if you spend a few too many minutes on TikTok, you're going to get an ad for something, right? And so the way it works with social media now, it's just, it's really interesting, is if there's a new product, whether it's food or whatever, they kind of sprinkle in the ads that make it look like content. It's hard to decipher if it's an ad or not. Like, you're watching TV, you're watching a TV show, you're watching Cheers. It's clear when it switches from Cheers to the commercial.
Yeah, okay.
Social media, you can't always tell, because as you're scrolling, you'll be a guy out at a pro baseball game going, "Hey, buddy, you like seeds?" And throw him seeds, and he tries them. Give a score 1 to 10. Da, da. And this company, Smackin', and I am not a paid person for this, but they got me. I keep telling Julie, TikTok marketplace got me, man. Like, I have like 3 or 4 things I've ordered in the last week. Like, I'm like, they got me. Yeah. They just kept hitting me with it. These are the best sunflower seeds on the face of the earth.
Okay.
So I got a box. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah. It's a big blue box over there in the thing. There is, this one's dill pickle, which I'm a new fan of. I used to just be a straight OG, like, you know, regular Planters was my brand. Frito-Lay Planters. David, not so much. Spitz, okay. But I used to be the OG flavor, which Smackin' actually calls it their OG, like their original brand. Oh, it says OG on it.
Okay.
But listen to some of these flavors. We had some last night at the when we're watching the game, which we'll get into. Julie and I were cracking them open. They have garlic parmesan. Mm. Oh.
Mm. Okay. Man. Yeah.
Backyard barbecue. They got your dill pickle. They got the churro flavor.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So good.
Shoot. Addictive. Okay.
It's like a little sweet, and you're cracking seeds.
Churro, like cinnamon flavor?
Cinnamon flavor. Yeah, cinnamon churro. Oh, okay. So good. They're in my car. I'm going to have you try a couple. You got to try a couple of these flavors. Yeah. Again, this isn't like a paid thing. Yeah. I laid back off seeds because they're pretty heavy on the sodium, but these are light on the sodium, heavy on the flavor. So I don't even know why that came up, but it came up. So speaking of last night, we hung out back down at the Palace Station to watch Game 3. Of the NBA championship, Dallas Boston. What happened?
Yeah, Boston flexing their muscles again. You know, just like, well, you know what? But Dallas cut it to 3, I think, 3? With the ball.
Yes, they did that 21.
In game. Down 21. They did that in game 2, though. They cut it to 5 with the ball, but just too far to come back against Boston. Anyway, Boston. It's just, they're too deep. Too many. Oh, and I think too many weapons. And I think they only went 8 deep yesterday, though. But still, they're just.
But again, like we were talking about, who was the off the bench guy that played a couple minutes?
Yeah,
Hauser.
Hauser, right? Well, Hauser hit three threes. Yeah. You know, which you've been waiting for him to hit multiple threes in one of these playoff games, and he did it.
They only went 8 deep.
Huh? I think they went 8 deep.
Because wow. Pritchard played a little bit.
Pritchard played a little bit, and then, the
Tillman.
Tillman played a little bit, and I believe that was it. Yeah, because Porzingis out. Which if Porzingis plays, Tillman might not have gotten a couple of minutes, but he hit a big three, though.
He hit a huge three.
And that's just how deep they are. Boston's just too deep.
Yeah.
Dallas, Kyrie showed up game 3, played well, very well.
Yeah.
Luka did his thing for a little bit, but if those two, if they're not getting any help from anybody else.
It's a two-trick pony.
Yeah.
On a good night, it's a two-trick pony, and those two tricks are very good.
Very good, yes.
And they can score at ease, and Luka simplifies the game on offense, but he is a parking cone on defense. Just doesn't move. No. He's a huge liability. And, you know, as a coach, watching, we talked about this last night, but watching his complaining, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Basketball players all complain. Tatum complains.
They all do.
Everybody complains.
They all do,
And... but watching him complain about that last foul that fouled him out, I understand the mentality of it. But what I like to tell young players is that's not the foul that fouled you.
No,
It was the one 85 feet from the basket in the first quarter when you fouled for no reason.
Yeah.
Because you were mad you didn't get a foul on the offensive end, missed the shot, and then a stupid hack.
Right.
That's the killer one that knocked you out.
Right. No need to foul that far away from the hoop.
Yeah. Yeah. But
then there you go. That was one of his 6 fouls.
Yeah. I mean, but no, good. I got way too comfortable when they were up 21. I'm like,
yeah.
We might win by 30. Next thing you know, it's a one possession game. So I don't, what do they call it? A gentleman's sweep when a team wins one?
Is that you mean when it goes 4-1?
Yeah,
when it goes 4-1. When the series 4-1, yeah.
Gentleman's sweep. I don't think they'll win it in Dallas. I think Dallas has got to put up a fight, and Boston might take their foot off the gas just a little bit. They got to win one out of the next four.
Boston does, right.
It's never not happened in the history of the game. Right. There's always a chance for something. You got to put them away, but Boston gets them four times. They got to win one, two in Boston. So looking like the Celts are going to hang a banner 18, which has been elusive for a couple years. And, and they don't miss much. Actually, later in the show, we're going to talk about some free agents from each team. And Boston's scary what they got back. Sticking in with the NBA side, we lost Bill Walton not too long ago. And then just yesterday, was it yesterday?
I think it was yesterday,
Jerry West, the logo.
Yeah, the logo, yeah.
Other than the logo, what are some things that come to mind to you when you hear Jerry West?
Well, the nickname Mr. Clutch, right? Right. He coached. He was an executive. What'd he do? Eight finals he was in. Wow. I think he went to eight finals, right? And he won the one.
Yeah.
It might have been when they beat the Knicks in that one. Yeah, it was years ago. Uh-huh. In the Hall of Fame for three
Hall of
different
categories. Two things, and I think he's just getting, I want to say... Yeah. Obviously, player.
Player, yep.
Executive. And I think the third one is, excuse me, the third one is just now, I got to look that up. I think it's like...
Contributor to the game. Something like that, yeah.
So a Hall of Famer three times over.
Yeah, good for him. Smokes. Yeah, good for him.
So, you know, we were talking some... You know, some of these legends are going to be passing on. Bill Walton's a big name, Jerry West, a huge name, and you know, the basketball community owes a lot to both of those gentlemen, and may they rest in peace. Best to their families. Speaking of Hall of Fame, Tom Brady got inducted yesterday. Did you see that fiasco?
No, I missed that yesterday. I was at work, and then we went to go watch the game.
It was during the game, Gillette Stadium. Bill Belichick, Randy Moss, Edelman, and a full Gillette Stadium. Full for induction to the Hall of Fame. Really good speech.
Oh, good.
Go Google it and watch that speech.
I will.
Folks out there, really good. You know, Tom Brady's a pretty solid, motivator.
Okay.
Like when he talks, he really throws it down. But, one of my old friends growing up, Todd Wilbur, just chimed in. He said, do we think that Boston had it easy on this run or not?
Or have they just made it look easy?
Or have they made it look easy? What, they won 11 in a row?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. I mean, you can only play the teams that are in front of you.
Right? Yeah, so, it's interesting. I would say that who was first round? Was it Miami? Miami was the first round?
Nah, Miami Knicks. Oh, yeah, Miami. Yeah. No, not Knicks, but Miami Pacers. No, yeah, who was the first round? So long ago. No.
But
Knicks played the Sixers.
Anyway,
first round.
Every team that they played that had a superstar out or a big-time player out, we also had Porzingis out.
Yeah, the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
So I get it, Todd, man. A lot of people talk about that. Did they have an easy run? You can't pick your schedule. Is number one, but number two, we didn't have Porzingis, and clearly we can see from the 17 minutes he played in game one and the whatever less 12 minutes he played in game two, what a massive impact he would have been if we had him.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So yeah,
absolutely.
Add Jimmy Butler, let us add Porzingis.
Right, absolutely.
Add Halliburton, let us add Porzingis.
Right.
So did they have an easy run? Maybe, but you can't control that too much. And like I said, if we were at 100% full strength and knocking people off, I'd admit it. But I think we made it look easy, like you said.
Yeah.
10, 11 in a row, two losses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a heck of a run. And people say, you know, the East a little bit weaker than the West. Maybe true. I think that fluctuates as, people move conferences. But at that level, nothing's easy, Todd said. The cards were in our favor. You know what? Cards were in our favor, number one, because we did what we had to in the regular season to secure home court advantage.
There you go. There you go.
So you don't, you know, the Celtics, I think from day one, I'm pretty certain, or pretty close to day one of the season, have run the table as the best team in the NBA record-wise.
They've looked it, too.
The whole year. And they've looked it. Yeah. And they have the pieces. So hopefully they can finish it off. I don't want to hang the banner up here in the office before the final buzzer, but I think they're going to do all right. Hey, appreciate you, Todd. Todd just had a birthday. Todd, you still living in the Cape, down there in the Cape? Tom Brady's speech, pretty cool.
Okay. Now, was that during the first quarter? Because I listened to it on the radio, come meet you
to catch the
game.
Almost, it was, they pretty much were at the same exact time.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually a funny story out there from Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. You know, the Barstool Sports, the whole crew was there. They were kind of invited guests.
Right.
And they thought it would be over by the end of the first quarter of the Celtics game. And Portnoy's a huge Boston fan. And he said, I had to leave. He's like, I have a front row table at this amazing event. And Belichick hadn't even gone yet. And Brady hadn't even gone yet. He's like, I got to go watch the Celtics. I'm all about championships. You know, I'm a supporter. But he's like, I had to go. So he's getting some backlash on that in a fun way.
Right. Sure. Of course. Of course.
But a little bit more NBA news. This is something we talked about last week. Dan Hurley said absolutely not to the Lakers.
Yeah.
What's your take?
Nah, good move. We talked about it. I didn't think he would take it. Be a circus over there. Dan, like we said last week, he'll get more offers. Ooh. You know, UConn, they'll re-up on him, give him more than what he's getting now, even though they re-upped on him after the first championship.
Yeah. Well, I think you should re-up after every championship.
Every championship. And I thought I heard something, too, that they were in negotiations of re-upping when he was on his way to L.A.,
previously,
right?
Yeah, previous to that meeting,
Now, did he use that, you know, did he use the Lakers to see what he can get from UConn? I don't think so.
Nah, he probably was an honest listen.
He did the right thing. You do your due diligence. You go listen to what they have to say.
Yep.
Check it out.
Yeah.
You make a decision from there.
Yeah.
I think he made the right decision.
Well, you and I talked, if he wins a third, his price tag just triples.
Right.
Tough to win a third, tough to win a second.
Very
guess
tough.
What?
He did it.
He did lose some players to the draft and graduation.
He's got some recruits coming in, though.
He's got some.
And the portal.
If he can make it happen this year, and he's a three-time NCAA champ, his value is going to be astronomical.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it'll be well-deserved if you win three in a row. But then what do you say? Do you go, I got to come back and try for it? Do you stay at UConn? I mean, UConn's
how long do you stay
one
there?
Of the best fan bases. It's a good the support there is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Men, women. Yeah. It's one of the best spots. My cousin Kevin, I don't know if he's listening. My cousin Kevin was a captain of the hockey team there.
There you go. Solid,
His daughter played soccer there. His wife was a captain of the soccer team, I believe. Was a captain, but they both, a lot of that side of my family played at UConn.
UConn, yeah.
So they're heavy UConn.
Yeah.
You know,
alums. Stores, Connecticut.
Stores, Connecticut. Yeah. So that one kind of, you know, it's. Who do the Lakers go to next? Is it going to be J.J. Redick? I'd like to see Sam Cassell get a shot.
Yeah, he might get it.
But then again, I wouldn't, because I want to see him get a good shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a fair shot to show some coaching.
Sure.
I don't know how much L.A. is going to be about coaching.
It's going to be interesting who they interview now. Although Hurley wasn't their first option,
right?
You know, but now where do they go? They backtrack. I don't know. The coach from.
Interesting.
Who coached the Hornets last year or 2 years ago? He's the assistant at, I forget the guy's name, but he was on the list.
I saw a couple names. There's a couple odd names.
The guy's name all of a sudden.
They need another Band-Aid is what they need.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it last week. So I got my little questions for you. They're easy ones, actually. You're gonna knock out probably 80% of these without even blinking.
Okay.
They kind of went back to the final four of the NBA, not the finals. So I kind of had this list. There's a few names from other teams in there as well. But I'm going to throw a name out and see how fast you can tell me what college they went to.
Oh, jeez.
Ready?
I got to remember now.
PJ Washington.
PJ Washington. Oh, if you're talking. Oh, I was expecting the Collins guy here. PJ, no, PJ Washington. We just talked about this.
We did.
Because I forgot where he went, and I forgot again. I did forget where he went. Yeah. I don't know why I was going to say.
I put that first because I thought for sure you'd get it.
I forgot it then, and I forgot it now. I thought it wasn't Clemson because that was the other PJ. Yeah, I already forgot, Dan, to be honest with you.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
You want a softball? You want a softball. Ready?
See, now the college isn't going on, but go ahead. Yep.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, he went to Duke.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum went to Duke.
How about Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown went to California. Or at least he graduated from Cal anyways.
Yeah, he went to Cal, played at Cal. Yep.
Yeah.
Al Horford.
I don't know if I knew where Al Horford went.
SEC.
Yeah, I don't know. Their Florida?
Coach. Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, Florida, yeah. Yeah.
Florida,
okay.
Yeah. He was a piece down there in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Carl Anthony Towns?
Carl Anthony Towns, was he Kentucky?
Yeah. How about P.J. Washington?
Yeah, I know. I'm stuck. I don't know why. All of a sudden,
come on,
I can't
Why did I
remember.
Just give you P.J. Washington again?
I know. I totally forgot.
Let's do it again. Ready? Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, Kentucky. He went to Kentucky,
P.J.
too.
P.J. Washington.
He went to Kentucky, too. Hey, yeah, see, I don't.
You got it 2 days ago. You got it.
I know.
You reeled it back in.
We talked about it, but yeah.
Yeah. How about Luka?
Hey, Lou, where is Luka from? He's not Serbian, is he? No.
Well, yeah, he didn't play college.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think about the college in the States, but.
Peyton Pritchard,
I don't know. For the Celtics, yeah, no.
No idea? Do you know where he's from?
I'm honest. I would say Massachusetts. I could be wrong on that.
He's the Pacific Northwest. Went to Oregon.
Oregon, okay.
Played Oregon, yeah. Yep. Yeah. How about Luke Kornet?
Luke Kornet. Yeah, Kornet. No, I don't remember where Kornet went.
Kornet went to Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt? Is that where Kornet went? Okay, yeah. I was thinking ACC for some reason, but I was wrong on that.
How about, we only got a couple left here. How about Michael Conley? It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Not Kansas, no.
No, you're not far off.
Not Kansas. It was the SEC.
It's a red school.
Was it the SEC? Yeah, that was so long ago.
The Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah, yeah. I know, he's still in the league. You believe that?
Yeah, and he played all right.
Yeah,
he's not bad.
Yeah.
Daniel Gafford from
Gafford. I don't think I remember.
Arkansas.
Yeah, I don't remember him going there. Yeah. Yep.
Last one, Derek White.
Oh, Derek White went to...
We just talked about it.
Oregon, too. No, right?
No.
No, yeah, we just talked about that last night because Coach Lee's...
Lee's son was his roommate at the school.
See, I already forgot.
Colorado.
The Buffalo.
Yeah. You know, my buddy Matt Zimmerman, who I actually talked to this week, and he wants to be one of our first call-ins once we get the board set up.
Yeah.
So Matt's superpower in life, it's selling baseball cards, but his other superpower is school mascots.
Mm.
I can't remember a time I've ever stumped him in a school mascot. Like, he'll get the the banana slugs or the Scottsdale fighting artichokes. Yeah. Like, he'll get the most random ones in the world.
Okay.
And then his other thing is, used to be, what school did so-and-so play for? We'd go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And but it's changed nowadays with the one and done.
Yeah.
You know, you barely hear a kid's name and all of a sudden they're...
Right.
You know, they're out and you forgot where they played college.
Well, some of these kids in college, like you said, is one and done. They can average 8 points a game in their only year and they're coming pro. You know, they're going pro and you really didn't hear too much about them in college, but they have that athletic ability to go pro. Yeah.
We're going to get back to NBA a little bit, but I got Father's Day coming up this weekend.
Yes.
What does Father's Day look like to you?
I'm actually working this year and then... After work, get something to eat with Dad.
With Dad?
Yeah.
What's his spot? What's Dad's spot? Not where you're going to go this Sunday, but...
Well, Dad...
What's his go-to?
Dad likes food. Italian, anything Italian. Just about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I pegged him for he'll do Mexican or no.
No,
Italian.
Dad's... Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. No, not much into Mexican. He likes his chicken as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll get something to eat, though. That's for sure.
It's so funny that... Yeah. years, not too many years ago, but obviously when you have younger kids, you know, Father's Day is a whole, it's a whole day. And I get yeah. that I'm the father to Julie's kids. Like, that's how
sure,
it works.
Sure.
But we used to do so much of the planning for each other on Father's Day and Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So like, it's Mother's Day, I'm planning what we're all going to do.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, Julie was like, listen, it's Father's Day. Let the kids
yeah.
do, you know,
put they're old enough now.
Yeah, yeah. They're old enough yeah. now. So we'll see what we're going to do. I, one of the, you know, don't demand presents or whatever it may be, but one of the requests I put in was, if you want to get me something, and if it just so happens to be food related, I will take a gift certificate to the Palms All You Can Eat Buffet oh, yeah. on All You Can Eat Lobster Night.
Oh, there you go.
And so Trent, Brooklyn, if you're listening, that's what I want. It's like $70. And Julie doesn't eat any of that stuff. So yeah. It'll probably be a night that I'll use that on my own. Just go down there and have like 10 lobsters.
Yeah.
And just knock it out.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're Maine lobsters. They're if they're flown in. I gave the number a couple weeks ago. Something like 7,000 lobsters a night on their wow. on their buffet.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
See, it might have been 4,000. But it was in the thousands.
Oh, for
it was
sure.
4,000 or 7,000
for a buffet.
Maine
absolutely.
Lobsters they go yeah. through one night at their buffet.
For a buffet, wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
I've been to one other buffet. Actually, it's in Orlando, Florida. It's called the Boston Lobster Buffet. Or Boston Lobster or something like that. And they're what up, D Tate? D Tate's in the house. one of the so they're they're all you can eat. It was pretty interesting because, again, they were Maine lobsters.
Right.
Really good, but they were all one claws. And you know what I mean? Like, it
yeah.
was the, that's why it was. And who cares? Like, I don't care if you got one claw, two claws. Like, I'll be back for the other claw later. Like, but yeah, Julie and I went to that one years ago when we went down to Florida to Disney for a little vacay. And I probably put down like seven lobsters. Easy, seven
yeah,
lobsters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. DeJuan Tate has a Father's Day coming up this Sunday. DeJuan, yeah. what is the family doing for you on Father's Day? Let me know in the comments. What's everybody doing for Father's Day? But, yeah, no, it's cool. It's, you know, this point in our life, and I could use a little less food in my life, but this point in our life, these holidays all revolve around food. Like
yeah,
you just said,
I
you
know.
Pick them up, go get something to eat. What do you like to eat?
Heck, we might even barbecue. I don't know.
Yeah, barbecue.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep. And then you got a birthday coming up soon.
Tuesday. Yep. Tuesday, another year, buddy.
Another year yeah. around the sun.
Yep.
So we might do, might gather the crew up and go to Dave and Buster's we talked about.
Yeah,
maybe we'll
yeah.
go bowling and do something
bowling
fun.
Again, yeah.
Got to celebrate these birthdays while they keep coming.
Yes.
You never know when they're going to stop. yeah, it's, we, you know, like I said, the last two Celtics games, we've been hanging out down
yeah.
in the, DeJuan says happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy Father's Day, DeJuan.
He doesn't have a clue. But I'm sure Ra will get the kids together. See,
yeah.
now they have a little bit younger kids and older ones too, but younger
yeah.
kids. So that's where the significant other
yes.
kind of puts it together. So I'm sure they'll yes. do something fun for DeJuan. Maybe they'll bring him up here to Vegas. Who knows?
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
We'll be down in Phoenix a lot this year, DeJuan. So I know I'm kind of jumping subjects, but DeJuan, he's been my assistant coach for two games in college. And what it was is I had to have somebody on the bench, and my assistant coach couldn't make the trip to Phoenix.
Right.
So I'm like, I asked my AD, I'm like, do you want to sit on the bench with me? He's like, yep,
okay,
no problem.
Good.
You know, help keep stats, whatever it may
yeah.
be. So we go down and win against Phoenix College by 4 points 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm done. I'm 1-0. I'm out. I'm done. And so this past year, same thing happens. We end
yeah.
up going down there. We're playing South Mountain. I'm like, I'm by myself. I need you.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But sure enough, he showed up, and he's undefeated. But he's getting better as an assistant coach because we won that game by 60, I think. 60.
Yeah.
So in 1 year,
yeah,
he had two wins. One was by 4 points. And then in 1 year, his coaching has gotten to the level now we're winning by 60. So if he comes down, if I go down this year and he's got to help me out, I think we could get see triple digits
wins. You got a 32-point average.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's 32. I mean, and that's not enough. In our world, the Juan's world, not enough.
We what got, a heck of an more. Option to have, though, for an assistant coach when you yeah. when you got to get one on the fly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like DeJuan Tate, somebody who knows the game like that,
yeah.
played the game so well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a heck of an option.
And the girls like to Jeez. Listen to him. I throw him on yeah. speakerphone every now and then. Like, you know, we'll be on long van rides
yeah.
talking about like, you know, basketball stuff in general. They'll be asking me, like, my background or players yeah. that played for me or whatever it may be. And DeJuan's story usually comes up. He's got a couple different avenues of a story, whether it's scoring or playing in China or,
yeah.
you know, just different things that he's done. And sometimes I'll call him up. He's got to see my number and go, oh, he's up to something. Although you didn't call me back, bro. I called you a couple of days ago. It's all good. You're busy. You're parenting and doing your thing. But, yeah, he knows when I call up. It's like, hey, yeah, I got you on speakerphone with the crew.
Yeah.
So they all know him by hearing him on the
oh, that's awesome.
Speakerphone. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, now here he is at a game. So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
We're going to have a lot of games down in Arizona this year. So,
yeah.
New
conference.
New conference, yeah. Region 1. It's going to be a tough one. But,
yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, we were down at Palace Station the last two games. And Julie and I took a little staycation down
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And loved it.
Good.
I think the last time I'd been there is maybe 8 to 10 years
oh,
ago.
Wow.
And they
wow.
must have done I know they did major construction. Yeah. Like they added a bunch of restaurants and they added a whole new wing to the, you know, the Cinnabare where we sit out and eat and watch the game. But the rooms were nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we stayed there 3 days, two nights, just, you know, just have fun and eat at restaurants. We met up with you a couple times. And the thing for me as a local, obviously, is price. And there was they run a sale. I think they run it all the time. No resort fees.
Yeah.
And that's the kicker. That's just the kick in the head when you're renting rooms down here. So the fact that it was no resort fees, fairly cheap eats, pretty good
yeah.
food. You know, not too smoky. It was pretty
it
good.
Was
so
all right. yeah.
what
yeah.
with those parameters, can you think of any other spots here in Vegas that kind of go down that avenue?
Nah, it's tough. Tough to find a place with no resort fees anymore.
I know.
You know, our place was like that too. And when we reopened,
right. I remember that.
Right, they were selling themselves on no resort fees,
but the price was
and no. At the time when
higher.
We reopened, a little bit higher, yeah. and they tried and no parking fees, but they caved in, and about yeah. a year later they did the resort fees and.
Yep.
But yeah, it's tough to find a place with no resort fees.
Oh man,
I mean, you can't find that. And Palace, and you know what? Palace Station had people in the casino. They're playing.
Oh,
the
yeah.
machines, the tables. They were in busy. The restaurants.
Restaurants were all busy. The Oyster Bar was busy. The cafe a little busy. I mean, it
tough
was
tough to find a parking spot. And,
yeah, and, Palace Station.
Palace
you don't
Station.
Gotta,
there you
don't
go.
Got to mess with the Strip. And again, as a local, you know, the redo of the Rio. Rio's kind of been one of our spots where it's just super cheap to. Go somewhere and hang out and not be at home, I guess, is kind of
yeah.
is the play. Sahara, yeah. the Sahara every now and then does a no resort fee for locals, but I don't know. I wish they'd get rid of that. I just wish they would. I'd rather just see the price.
Yeah.
You know? So
give me a
Show
flat,
me the price.
Give me a flat rate.
Give yeah. me a flat rate. But hey, what do we know? They're charging for everything. I went and did a little conference down at Mandalay Bay and parking was $18.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get your little ticket. Mm-hmm. Right, you park in the parking garage. It says bring your ticket with you, blah blah blah. So you go do your thing. I'm on my way back, and I never do this, but they have the kiosk before you get to your car. Pay now, so then you just
right.
I never do that
yeah.
ever. I never do yeah. it. I don't know why. This time I did it, so I'm like, all right, let me pay for it. Boom, $18. Ugh, kill me.
Yeah,
I'm there for 2 hours.
$18. Yeah.
So I prepay it. I go in my car. I start it up. I'm still cussing in my head. Not happy about this. I pull up to the thing to put, you know, put the card in that I just prepaid for. I didn't even get my window down. Burp, lets me go right out. I didn't even have to pay. Didn't even have to pay.
Go back and get your $18.
That's what Julie said. I don't think the Mandalay Bay is giving me back my $18.
No,
that's not happening. But yeah, that was a kick in the head. But yeah, no, parking's tough. Resort fees, prices in general. Of course, it's life. Everything's up. I mean, nothing ever goes backwards or down. Yeah. But there were Palace Station was fun. We had a good time.
It was
there.
A nice time. You remember what they called the Palace Station when it opened up originally?
The poker.
The palace? The bingo palace.
Bingo palace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who remembers the Bingo Palace?
Yeah. Yeah, that was when that was First Station Casinos in town, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Bingo Palace.
Yep.
How about this?
Yes.
Barry Bonds.
Okay.
Going baseball, just like that. See how we're going. Yes. We're talking about something else. He had 7 MVP seasons.
Okay.
If you take away all his stats.
Yeah.
From those 7 years, take them away.
Yep.
And you have the rest of his career left over. He still had 440 home runs, 359 stolen bases. No other player in the history of the game has had that.
Yeah.
Without his seven.
Yeah. He was from day one. I mean, everybody knew his talent, right? And you can see his talent from day one. He was
stealing bases early.
Yeah.
Stealing dingers a little bit. It started to go up.
Man, he could run and, oh, yeah.
I heard that stat and I'm like, that's mind-boggling. Because, you know, I know there's a lot of controversy around him and Hall of Fame, and I get all
right.
And best player ever, or in the conversation. I get why there's the problem and why that people. But when you take away his stats from 7 MVP seasons, he still has done something that nobody else has done.
That's crazy.
That's right. Crazy.
It's sick, actually.
Sick.
Yeah.
My owl. Oh, yeah.
Who got you that one?
It's Julie's.
Julie's. There you go.
I took it from her. Nobody got it for me. She doesn't know it's missing. Hope she's not watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
I saw that stat. Pretty interesting. NBA free agency. There's a couple decent names that could move the needle for other teams.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go down them. Denver, and these are only noticeable ones. They're not all of them. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Clippers, Paul George.
Okay.
James Harden. Plumlee, who I think could help
Plumlee,
a team.
Plumlee, yeah.
And Westbrook. Now, Paul George and Westbrook have the Bird exception where they've been with the team in trades roll over the Bird exception where if you've been with the team for a certain amount of time, you can go over the salary cap to pay them.
Okay.
So there's early birds and birds. So they could get paid more, but they are unrestricted free agents. Hmm. So Paul George could be somewhere else.
I think he'd be the biggest loss on that team.
Yeah, yeah. And Harden's a team shopper, so Harden will probably end up in freaking Toronto or somewhere. Somebody's going to give him a bag.
Someone will. I don't know. I know Harden could play. I just never been a big fan of Harden, to be honest with you. I don't know if that sounds crazy or not, but I just never been a big fan of Harden.
He had 1 or 2 years where I liked watching him play. It was the change of the game, the change of how the game's played, the individual. Yeah. Pop, 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 pop. I mean, he was better than anybody, whether it was OKC or that 1 year in Houston, man. He was unguardable.
He was beating teams
by himself. Grizzlies, Luke Kennard, he was a former Clipper. Mm-hmm. Can play, still serviceable.
Former Dookie.
The Heat, Caleb Martin, I think is an interesting one.
Okay.
He's unrestricted. And then you got two old dudes. And now remember, they got rid of Udonis Haslam.
Yeah.
They still have two of the older dudes in the league. Kevin Love.
Yep.
And Patty Mills.
Patty Mills, yeah.
So they're both old. Speaking of old OKC, Gordon Hayward. He's another free agent. Boston. We talked about this yesterday. Hauser and Luke Kornet.
I've
got to try to keep Hauser.
Got to try to keep Hauser.
He might go get money. If he gets a ring, he should probably go get that money.
He hasn't had too good of a playoffs, though.
No, but...
You know what I mean? But he did hit three yesterday, but yeah.
Limited minutes.
Limited minutes, sure. You know? Sure.
I mean, he's a specialist, but yeah. I think he's going to have a price tag on him. You know, he'll be champ.
Yeah.
Have a big fat ring.
Yeah.
He can stroke it.
He can.
Rebound a little bit. He had that crazy rebound yesterday. We're all like, wait a minute.
He came right through. I know.
Kornet. Who knows? Yeah. Kornet's replaceable, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Nets have Claxton and Lonnie Walker.
Mm. Yeah, Speedy's all right. Yeah.
It's just, you know, okay.
Yep.
Hornets, Miles Bridges.
Yeah.
It's a big name. Bulls, DeMar DeRozan.
DeRozan. Those last two guys you just mentioned always come up in Nick Talk with New York Knicks. Yeah.
Yeah. Andre Drummond from the Bulls. Yeah. Always, you know, he's on the downswing, but he's still serviceable. Cavs, Isaiah Mobley. He's restricted free agent.
Right.
So you know they're going to pay him. Yeah. Big mountain of cash. Dallas, the only person that really caught my eye was Jones Jr. from UNLV.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
He probably made himself a nice little payday here.
Yeah.
Probably won't be with Dallas next year. Golden State, Clay.
Yeah, okay.
Unrestricted.
Yeah, that's...
His stock has dropped a little bit, but he's still Clay.
Someone will... Yeah, if Golden State doesn't want to re-up on him, obviously someone will definitely go after him.
Gary Payton III, he's a bird guy. Yeah. 76ers, Maxey's restricted, so there's no way they're letting him go.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris, unrestricted. Buddy Hield's unrestricted. I've been waiting the whole NBA year for Buddy to... His whole career, actually. I just think... Man, I'm watching him in college, and I'm like, he's going to be a heck of a pro, and he'll have these amazing runs and then disappear.
Yeah.
Celtics talked about getting Buddy Hield. Mo Bamba is unrestricted. Oubre, unrestricted. So 76ers got a lot of holes that could leave, and some of these names.
They got some work to do. Yeah.
The Magic, Fultz, Markelle Fultz is unrestricted.
Yeah.
He might want to stay with the Magic.
Yeah.
Who we got? The Pacers, Siakam, unrestricted. Pascal Siakam's unrestricted.
And they might want to keep him.
Obi Toppin is restricted.
But go either way on him.
Lakers, LeBron.
Okay.
D'Angelo Russell.
Okay.
Dinwiddie. Jackson Hayes. Okay. Cam Reddish has a player option.
Reddish,
and Christian Wood, who's kind of fallen off. He's a Vegas guy.
Vegas guy.
Has fallen off a little bit, but...
I like Dinwiddie's game.
I like Dinwiddie's game, but I think it's got to be with a specific type of team.
Yeah.
I think, and he's kind of shown that. Like, he was killing it with the Nets.
Oh, yeah, he was great with the Nets. Yeah.
I think he's got to be a little bit more ball heavy than he is ever going to be with the Lakers. I like Jackson Hayes. He kind of reminds me of the post down there at Dallas. Kid from Duke. What's his name? The center from Dallas.
Oh, yeah. The big guy.
Struggling with names today. Huh?
Yeah.
Look at us. But Jackson Hayes is a poor version of him, I believe. The Bucks, interesting. Some three interesting ones. Jay Crowder.
Okay.
He's kind of past his expiration date a little bit. Not.
Yeah.
He used to be just a. He played with the Celts. He was, an integral part of some nice runs. Pat Beverly. I know he hasn't made his last check in the NBA, but that day's probably closer to now than it was before.
Yeah.
The off-court stuff just doesn't help much. Nope. And then Giannis's brother.
Yeah.
And what's going on? Do you keep him just because it's his brother?
Well, it just depends on what you...
League minimum?
Depends on your draft, right? Depends on what free agents they decide to go after. It depends on how they got to fill out that roster. I
mean, how nervous are you as the GM or president? Like, what do we do?
We
drop them, we might lose one of the best players in the league.
It's your job to put together the best team they can put together, right?
But by keeping Giannis, if that's what you have to do to keep Giannis, do you have to do it?
Yeah.
Minnesota, Kyle Anderson. Minnesota had a nice run. Kyle Anderson's, he's kind of like Luka, very slow motion.
Yeah.
And not like Luka at all, actually. But, that's Pelicans. Valanciunas is a free agent. And he's pretty, he's pretty serviceable.
Yeah, that's solid. Yeah.
Sacramento Kings, Malik Monk.
Okay.
And we'll save the best for last. The Knicks.
OG.
What do you do?
Yeah, I got to sign him.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he gets hurt often. I see the record with him. I think they lost five games with him since they traded and got him. Now, he did miss some games, of course, but no, I got to keep OG. Got to keep OG.
Alex Burks.
Depends on what they draft.
Unrestricted.
Depends on how they want to build that team. Yeah. OG doesn't matter how you want to build that team and what you draft. Got to keep OG.
Hartenstein.
Hartenstein was very serviceable for the Knicks, okay?
He did some good things this year.
Especially
with what's his name out?
Yes.
Randall
out. I think he's going to get paid. Whoever pays him, I think he's going to overpay him because he's going to want that money for what he did.
Yeah.
I think he gets overpaid, but
he might get
he worked towards that. Yeah. I would like to see the Knicks keep him, though.
And then you got Shake Milton. Young gun, showed some flashes.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, I think that's a draft. See, keep him or not. They're all unrestricted.
Yeah.
The only restricted one they have that's of notice is Precious. I don't know what you do.
Again, it just depends what you got on your team already.
Yeah.
He's not bad. He's not a bad player.
Yeah.
You know, he came over in that with OG with that trade with the Raptors that sent Barrett and Quickly over there. But, Precious, I can go either way. It depends on what they're going to do, though. I'd like to keep him, though.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Knicks keep him. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of restricted and unrestricted free agents, I mean, less of those big names move than you would expect. I think a lot of them kind of stay pat in their situation. The Knicks are in a good situation. So player-wise, you're not going to find a much better situation than the Knicks. I know each individual might look at that differently, but that's, you know, this might be a good transition in the coach's corner.
There we go.
Sometimes you're on a team that's, you know, they're not winning. It's hard to get through. And this coach's corner actually came from we've been saying Duke a lot today, but the women's coach, Kara Lawson, over at Duke, I heard this one from her just recently, and I thought, man, it's so true. And again, I know it all relates back to basketball, but is how athletes handle the hard things. And what she talked about was that a lot of athletes, we'll stick with athletes, but in life too, a lot of things that are worth doing are hard, right? And a lot of people and players, specifically players, kind of look forward to the next easy part. So whether you're conditioning and you know it's going to end, kind of looking forward to that being over. Whether it's a tough part midterms where it's tough, you want it just to be over, or get to your spring semester when you're a sophomore at JUCO or a senior in a four-year. You just want to get to that last semester because it's less classes, it's a little bit easier, or whatever it may be. Is the thought process on that is, don't just look forward to the easy stuff. Figure out a way to handle the hard stuff better. And that takes a little bit less pressure off of always looking for something to get easier.
Yeah.
Because in life, whether it's relationships or jobs or you know, things we have to do on a day-to-day basis as humans and adults, it's hard stuff out there.
Yeah,
hard decisions to make.
It is.
So instead of trying to always think about, let's get to the easy stuff, which is human nature, I think, in a lot of ways, how do we handle the hard stuff? Like, let's become experts at handling hard stuff. Yeah. Let's not become complainers about when things get hard. Let's become solution-oriented folks or people or players. Like, hey, we got a hard game coming up. Let's be our best at that hard game. Well, it's going to be a hard practice.
Right.
Let's thrive. Let's really find a way to maximize our energy and bring our teammates along with us in those hard times. And she said, you know, not to get discouraged when things are hard. They're hard for a reason.
Right.
You know, a lot of times as a coach, when we run a hard practice or do a hard drill, we know it's hard.
Mm.
And we want to see who really pushes through it, who really embraces that tough moment as opposed to just coast through it. We do a drill called Colgates. The kids hate it. I did it when I was in high school. It's a conditioning drill. But you can see the kids who just do enough to get by, and you can see the kids who go and they embrace the hard. And those are the kids that typically end up doing better in tough times. Because it will get easy. You know, the it'll get easier mindset is easier. The let's attack the hard is harder. But I think how you handle hard is, let's be better at it as coaches, as players, as humans. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
Well, that's that. Guess what time it is?
Is it that time already?
We went over.
Holy smoke.
47 minutes today.
Wow, that went fast.
I mean, DeJuan took about half of our time up.
DeJuan!
Holy smokes, look at him. Just a lot of LOLs. And thanks for noticing his coaching. But no, so next week we're going to be going Wednesday. You're heading out of town again, right? Is that next week?
What's today's day? 2 weeks. In two weeks.
All right. So next week we'll be on Thursday again. You'll be a year older.
Yes.
See if the camera notices or if the folks at home notice. But yeah, another good show. 13 comments on Facebook today. How about that?
There we go. And happy Father's Day to you, Dan.
Thanks.
Because that'll be... That'll already be happening.
Yeah.
By the time we come back.
I'm excited. Yeah. Julie and I talked about a little bit today what we're going to do. And again, all revolves around food, but that's a good thing.
You know? Absolutely.
Breaking bread's always a fun. That's why we do it before every single show.
Absolutely. And, yes.
And I got next week, and I don't know, I got to put on my thinking cap. That's Farm Basket's going to be tough to beat. We'll get something going. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes. Thank you.
The Doo Doo and Foo Show, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yes.
See you.